Almost 60% of gunshot wounds that killed Palestinian children in Gaza were directly to the head and chest. They were targeted. Where else are you shooting with a gun? What does this mean? What is it? This is the most retarded. Remember when everyone made a huge deal, argument after argument, about whether Israel bombed a hospital or not, only for them to openly bomb hospital after hospital because Hamas was there? Look, first of all, he's putting in quotes, Hamas was there. The international human rights organizations have literally said this. Like Amnesty International, like all these people have literally said this is the case, that Hamas operates out of Al-Shifa Hospital. This was true 10 years ago after Protective Edge in 2014. This is like not even a disputed thing. Even the international rights organization, you guys all jerk off, all acknowledge this. They all acknowledge this to be true. And this guy doesn't even think that's true. And that first hospital bombing, the Al-Ali Hospital, was not J-dammed by Israel killing 500 people. That was a lie that the entire world bought for some fucking reason. And most people still haven't corrected themselves on it. People like this guy, probably. And Assad still think that Israel J-dammed a hospital and killed 500 people.
But I wouldn't say they're a liberal regime anymore.
Why
like
not?
Small L liberal.
They still have, like, freedom of speech. I don't think they've, like, sort of...
Yeah, but I think the way they're conducting themselves is much like how the US is conducting themselves at the moment, which is, like, not necessarily as a liberal country would conduct itself.
Why do you think the United States is not a liberal country anymore? Because when I view that... Well, I'll read the original post. One thing Destiny is usually very good at is pointing out how fake centrists minimize Republican behavior. When Dems do something wrong, they say it's evil, disqualifying, unforgivable. When Republicans do something way worse, suddenly it's just stupid or I don't agree with that. He's called that out himself plenty of times, and he's also used much harsher moral language about Republicans when he thinks it fits. So when he gets weirdly evasive, okay, over a chatter asking him to clarify whether Israel is evil. So this is a permaban. I'd permaban this guy from the sub, whoever you are. Goodbye. What a retarded fucking... Why would you be weirdly evasive over clarifying whether or not you think an entire country is evil? Okay. It acts like he never talks that way about political systems. People are obviously going to notice. I also feel like this is annoying too. The thing that will trigger me the most on anything is when I get it from both ends. Okay. I don't mind if one side roasts me, but when I start getting roasted from both sides for having what they are both interpreting as being the opposite position, I feel like I've generally always had the perspective of like, you know, hey, anything can force somebody to become a horrible person, or like there, you know, different values at different times in history and blah blah blah. Like this idea that I think is pretty rare. Like it might be when I'm like being hyperbolic, if I'm trying to like, oh my god, like this Trump actually like fucking evil or whatever. But if somebody were to ask me like, oh, do you think the whole MAGA movement is evil, I'm pretty sure I've clarified like a million times, like, oh, you know, I feel like there's a lot of lying between the tier one influencers. I wouldn't necessarily hold the voters accountable because they're in a bad information. Like I say this shit over and 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 over.
Do you think the average voter who votes MAGA is just misinformed? Because I feel like that's what I've heard IRI kind of say, but I don't know if that's just like rhetoric or if he believes it.
There, it's the whole pipeline. These people are like live in totally different worlds. Yeah.
Because I sent him Trump's Truth Social earlier, and I said, not good. You shouldn't praise anyone other than Christ, because I'm baiting him. I said, pray for our president. He's clearly out of his mind and struggling with his faith. And my dad said, Happy Easter. Do you think that's real? If so, it's horrible for sure. But is he telling the Muslims to praise their God? I don't think Trump is. So it's like, I feel like they just live in a different world, man. Imagine if fucking Obama tweeted that out.
Yeah,
he wouldn't be like, well, hold on. Is he talking to the Muslims?
Yeah. You act like he never talks that way about political systems. People are obviously going to notice. That's just not true. The issue isn't even whether you agree with calling Israel evil. It's that he suddenly becomes incredibly slippery about moral language when the topic is Israel. I just don't usually use moral language when analyzing the action of countries. Like even generally for like Hamas or whatever, like I generally say that like these people, like there are reasons why these people are fighting. Like it's not random why, like I think I've said over and over again, October 7th was likely, or it was definitely a response to like the Abraham Accords. The Great March of Return was a response to the moving of the embassy to Tel Aviv. Generally, the Palestinians are being increasingly extricated from the rest of the Arab world while Israel continues to make, you know, these deals with anybody but that. Like, I've given this over and over and over and over and over and over.
I think it's also a little different for you to just off the cuff be like, oh, Trump, this fucking, he's being evil by doing XYZ versus somebody like in here begging you to be like, can you say the word evil?
Yeah,
it's
just they're looking for some kind of like virtue signal. It's just cringe as fuck.
Yeah.
My take is that he just refuses to concede rhetorically on Israel because he thinks the online left is so brain dead on the topic. He's right to think that. The giving them even one inch is a mistake, but that still makes him look stubborn and inconsistent here. I've never defined my positions in opposition to any other group of people. I guess, I don't know if the Hassan brain rot bled through to this person or whatever, but like if I change my mind on a topic, I'll just change my mind on a topic. And I have like said that Israel's actions are increasingly or completely in some cases indefensible at this stage, especially of the conflict. I've said all these things multiple times. Yeah, is the whole country evil? I don't know, it's retarded. Like at least with something like Russia, we all know when people say Russia is an evil country, we're usually talking about Putin. Man, I don't know if I've ever said that before, that Russia is an evil country. When people say that Israel is evil, it might be referring to Netanyahu's actions or the Zionism. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Zelensky and Vosh have repeatedly and casually referred to the Israeli population as genocidal freaks, for example. True. What? Why are these all circle jerking me now? Wait, this was a much more hostile.
Because you banned all the anti-jerkers.
Well, that doesn't delete their posts. He also explicitly stated he wouldn't even label Hamas as evil and that he thought West Bank settlers were worse than Hamas. He did, in a debate with an Irish-Palestinian guy. I think this was one debate that I had 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. I do speak off the cuff. I'll be hyperbolic sometimes. But this is like the equivalent to me being like, dude, the way ICE is like fucking acting like terrorists right now in the United States. And then like a year later, you're like, what is your formal definition for terrorism? You said that they were acting like terrorists. So do you take that back? Do you completely unequivocally disavow when you use it? It's like, Jesus Christ. Like... I'm sure that if you go back, I've described like some IDF actions as like, this is fucking evil, that trying to starve out the Gaza Strip or whatever, these are like evil actions. I'm sure I've said it at some point, but it's just like when you're asking for like a sober analysis of an entire country, I just don't know if I would ever call an entire country evil. It's just like a crazy, it's just such a blanket statement to make. Jesus.
You condemn? I think it's just a tone thing. I think people just want you to hate Israel
a lot
more than you do.
Yeah, I know. That's all it is. But it's just, it's annoying. He condemns Israel and in the same breath has to vaguely shit on pro-Palestinians and blame them for Israel murdering people. Did I ban this guy? Hold on. Yeah, we did. Thank God. You can go and look at literally any debate that I have done on this topic. There is never going to be a Zionist guy that I've talked to where he talks about Israel's justifications for war. And I just say like, hell yeah, that's why you got to fuck them all up. I always press on both sides of this issue. And then when it's the brain dead pro-Pali white people that bring up like, oh, well, I don't know why they're attacking. It's like, well, of course they're attacking the Palestinians for a certain reason. Palestinians have been trying to fucking kill all the Jewish people for 100 fucking years, obviously. But then when I'm talking to the pro-Zionist people, obviously I'm going to give the other side of the story as well. It's just that when you guys come in hardcore swinging on one side, yeah, of course I'm providing the other end for it. I don't need to provide the pro- like I don't know how else to other than debating like a variety of people on this topic, but there aren't many pro-Zionist people that I debate, but I have those videos are out there. Like it's not like completely, I'm pretty sure there were 4 or 5 I did, I think, in the past year or whatever, but there's not, yeah, there's nowhere near as many of them. I remember one time Destiny talked about apologizing to someone else and how it comes off as super disingenuous when you say in the same breath, I'm sorry, but I only did it because you, yada yada yada. Like what's the point of saying sorry in the first place if you're just going to justify the reason for the behavior you're apologizing for? What? These aren't the same things. Unless you think that, first of all, I'm not apologizing on behalf of Israel or Hamas when I talk about Hamas. Like this is a back and forth conflict. Like one thing that is underlining a lot of what these people are talking about. Ooh, miss this guy. Good one. One thing that is underlining what a lot of these people are talking about is a lot of these people legitimately believe that Israel has absolutely no cause for war. That like Hamas was like this unavoidable outcome that is like kind of justified, and it's just like a people engaged in valiant resistance against the oppressor. Like I'm sorry, that's a fucking retard perspective. Yeah, I don't know what you're going to say. It's like shitting on the pro-Pali side as soon as he says the most basic criticism possible of Israel. Yeah, sure, the West Bank settlements are not good. Anyway, all the pro-Palis are dumbass retards. You're not even comparing the same groups of people. First of all, I've literally said that if the October 7th attacks happened in the West Bank, I wouldn't give a fuck about it. How is that me just saying they're not good? That this is like my criticisms, especially of the outpost people, I literally got kicked out of the West Bank by a crazy outpost person. This literally happened to me in Loderbox. Like, what are you talking about? I've had so much more criticism. This is such a weak version of this. Anyway,
is that the guy who was on the road?
Yeah, it was from Yitzhar. Yeah, the crazy dude. Anyway, all the pro-Palis are dumbass retards. Pro-Palis are not the West Bank settlers. These are the crazy supporters in the West. You're not even comparing like groups of people here. Holy shit. Oh, and also, not all the settlements are bad. Just the ones that are here, here, and here. The ones over here, yeah, those. Oh my God, what a fucking... What are these people? Are these actually my fans? Where do these people come from? How are you here? How did they survive for so long? They've got to be far to the left of me. And they are just here. This guy's a huge... Destiny poster. Well, rip your time.
Band your biggest fan.
Your time has come. He takes zero money from APAC and never has. From Gavin Newsom. Good job. Jesus. How can this guy watch? How has he never heard me say any more substantive criticism? Jesus.
They only hear what they want to hear, Steve.
Shut up.
I mean, but this is like a tone thing again. Like this guy's complaining about like you not being like super more aggro on Israel. Like everyone just feels like you're too soft on Israel.
I mean, like, I've given really harsh criticisms to Israel. Like, every pro-Zionist person in the, like, thinks that I'm a massive left-wing, like, liberal dick suck. Like, I have, like, insanely unpopular positions for any super pro-Israel person that exists. They don't exist in the United States. I don't debate these people that much, but I do see them. But it's just pretty rare that I come across them.
I'm glad I missed the whole Israel-Palestine arc.
True.
Didn't I make a joke yesterday? Trump would say Allah Akbar, and today he praised Allah. It was something along the lines of praise Allah or whatever, and he did.
He also just rarely calls shit evil. That caller was obsessed with pushing him to use that word. It's the same with the people that autistically harp on having it to be a genocide, blah, blah, blah. He's called Miller evil. He's called Candace Tucker, etc. evil, too, as far as I know. He's called Baye evil to her face, if I recall when they debated. I've also called Ben Giver and the Smoltrich guy evil as well. If you want to talk about, like, individuals, I think these people's ideologies, and they live in crazy deep fucking settlements, and these guys are fucking unhinged fucking lunatics. I've said that. How do you not recognize the difference between that? This must be what I permabanned this guy for. It must have been for this comment. How do you not see the difference between that versus saying an entire country is evil? What the fuck?
Wait, why don't you do Collins with some of these people?
Because this is a brand.
They're Redditors. They won't come on.
Maybe next subscriber, Collins. This can be it, okay?
Good.
This is the same call him a Nazi criticism. Whether or not he says it isn't the point. And totally just very complex and nuanced things in one word. Why do you all have no issues calling people tankies then? I don't think that tanky necessarily carries the same dismissive tone, considering what the tankies and the tanky communities are things that I debate. Like, usually when people want to call something a Nazi, it's because they don't want to have the argument. There's a difference in why you use these phrases. Like, if somebody's a Nazi, you don't have to debate them. It's over. Like, that's it. They're Nazis. We should genocide them. Get rid of them. Boom. Like, it's like, there are people that I think are tankies, but one, I think the description is accurate. Like, they genuinely, literally, I think, have I heard Hassan? I have heard Hassan support Stalin. I'm pretty sure I've heard him support the Stalin regime before. Like, these people are definitionally MLs. These people are definitionally tankies. But I don't use tankies. I don't use tanky to dismiss their ideas. Like, I still argue and debate and fight them. Now, to be fair, I guess you might not see that often because they don't ever argue my ideas. It's usually just Hassan calling me a rapist, sex pest, pedophile over and over and over again. So there might not be much engagement there. I'm not sure actually when the last time, because they don't even put forth ideas anymore. But also, some of these guys will literally call themselves tankies. But this is also still like an ideology and not necessarily labeling an entire fucking country. Destiny, everyone's feed has turned into anti-Israel memes. People don't realize how quickly they're being switched up and continuously exposed to content. I guess. I don't know. What? I don't know. Yeah, this might be my first big disagreement with Destiny. He's way too defensive in calling out Israel. What? And afraid of conceding any point, and afraid of conceding any points gives ground to far leftists. Personally, I think you should make an effort to make a distinction between being pro-Israel, pro-Palestinians, and pro-Hamas, as I feel realistically, a lot of his disagreements come against pro-Hamas people. Granted, this naming convention isn't how we refer to people now, and pro-Palestinians, as I would like it to be used, is not how people in this community use it. Anyway, I always remember a kid, I want to say a solution would be genocide. This guy is retarded, but I'm not even going to ban him because of how retarded this comment was.
I think I partially agree with that sentiment. Like, it feels like when you talk about Israel, you kind of downplay the faults tone-wise.
That's if I ever do, it's usually because the person coming at me is a place that it's always going to cross as me downplaying it, because the person that's attacking me from my perspective is literally coming at it from the most extreme position possible. So if the conversation starts with I need you to call Israel evil, anything that I say short of that is going to come off as me downplaying it in that conversation. Like, there's unless I just agree to the framing, or if it's not a genocide, anything you say is going to be downplaying it. So, like, I don't know how I win from that perspective. I don't win. There is no winning. But I don't care, because this is a retarded fucking topic. And these people have retarded takes on it. What do you want me to say?
He said the response to the 7th of October was justified, but the settlements expanding the West Bank was not. He said it's not a genocide. It's probably read about it. It's hybrid. Okay. All right. Dick Rider.
People like me want Destiny to rethink his initial position instead of just believing Israel is bad and doing wrong only now. He and other people in this community see Israel doing horrendous shit and go, oh, that's not good. I've said more than that. I hope I ban this guy. Have I? Yes. Based. Okay. But don't ever connect it to previous criticisms Israel has gotten. Because that's not how that works. And unless something is uncovered or you've got reason to change like what you thought in the past, you can't like relabel every single thing in the past. Like, Germany in World War I was genocidal. How do you know that? Well, because they were genocidal in World War II. What? No, that's not how that works. I'm not going to go back and be like, oh, actually, I think on October 8th, Israel began a genocide. Like, no, that's fucking retarded.
This is kind of like your fall of America topic where it's like you can't like pinpoint the exact fucking moment that it like fell.
Well, no, it's just like you... Like, Israel, like, here's the thing. I think these people would fundamentally disagree with these assertions. Israel had a right to go to war with the Gaza Strip after October 7th. Israel also did a fuck ton to minimize civilian casualties in the next year of that war. They did. Whether or not these fucking retards want to acknowledge or not, they do. Hamas is a terrorist organization that has no problem sacrificing its own citizens in the Gaza Strip in order to try to win the war. And they also try to invite maximum civilian casualties. All of these things are true statements. I'm super critical of the way, especially over the past year, especially over that huge disagreement. What was it? Was it Yoav Gallant that Netanyahu fired because Netanyahu basically wanted to do the fucking starvation plan on the Gaza Strip, and I think it was Gallant who didn't want to go along with it? I'll be critical of them for things that they're doing later on, and I have been insanely critical of them. But people are like, you have to call the whole thing now a genocide. Like, no, it's fucking retarded. It's just a retard's errand. But don't ever connect to previous credit Israel's gotten, because the previous... Okay. Remember when everyone made a huge deal, argument after argument, about whether Israel bombed a hospital or not, only for them to openly bomb hospital after hospital because Hamas was there? Look, first of all, he's putting in quotes, Hamas was there. The international human rights organizations have literally said this. Like, Amnesty International, like, all these people have literally said this is the case, that that fucking Hamas operates out of Al-Shifa Hospital. This was true 10 years ago after Protective Edge in 2014. This is, like, not even a disputed thing. Even the international rights organization, you guys all fucking jerk off, all acknowledge this. They all acknowledge this to be true. And this guy doesn't even think that's true. And that first hospital bombing, the Al-Ali Hospital, was not J-dammed by Israel, killing 500 people. That was a fucking lie that the entire fucking world bought for some fucking reason. And most people still haven't corrected themselves on it. People like this guy, probably, and Hassan still think that Israel J-dammed a hospital and killed 500 people. And then we started to see them using tanks to fire at food aid sites and murdering people. Oh my God. Okay, yeah, I'm good. This guy got banned. Good. Good. He didn't get banned. I banned him.
Ban them. Ban them all.
Shut up. Because it continues framing Israel's actions as opportunities given to them by other powers, like aggression from neighboring countries or fealty from Trump. In his worldview, Israel is always the defender who gets to encroach and expand when attacked, when they have been the offenders in many instances. When I say opportunistic, most people don't, I think I argued this yesterday, normatively load opportunistic as being positive. Opportunistic is still seen as negative. I'm pretty sure, I've said multiple times that if Israel had the opportunity to shove every Palestinian in the Gaza Strip into the fucking sea, and to somehow ethnically cleanse or make every single Palestinian leave the West Bank, they would do it 100%. I've said this multiple times in the past, they would absolutely do it. They're typically restrained by their domestic policy, because most, or at least half the population of Israel probably wouldn't be okay with that, and by their foreign relationships with other countries like the United States or the UN broadly, they wouldn't be able to get away with this, and the other surrounding Arab states. They just wouldn't be able to get away with it. Opportunistic is not like a compliment word.
Would you agree with the sentiment that their use of force in the Gaza Strip has been disproportionate?
Probably not. As much as people hate it. Well, I would say that after the... I think this was still under Biden. They did their huge push into Rafah, and then they did their fighting there. I don't understand, past that point, what the purpose of the war was or what was going on. So everything past that point, maybe for the past, I guess, like year and a half, seemed to me to be excessive. But when people say excessive, what they mean is every single civilian death was excessive. Like, there should be zero civilian deaths. You can never attack anything with no civilian deaths. Special forces for everything. This was the retard rhetoric that was said over and over again. You need to use precision missiles that only blow up one person's head, and it has to be special forces for everything. This is a retarded position. And no amount of fucked up behavior from Israel, which they have engaged in over the past year, is going to change my perspective on the beginning of the war. But all, these people have had that perspective literally since... have had that perspective since day one.
Sure, but I think that's like the main contention. Like, I think people think that you don't think it was that bad.
No.
And they think it's a lot worse.
No, they think that it was immoral from day one. That's what these people think. Guaranteed. So unless I take the same position that it was immoral from day one, they would never find agreement with me. Because I've already said this over and over again. I don't know. Even after the Rafah thing, I've said over and over and over again, I don't know why they're still at war. I don't know how many times they have to go up and down the Gaza Strip looking for Hamas, or they keep, I don't know where they are. It seems like you've invaded the whole Gaza Strip 20 times. I've said this a million times. There's no acknowledgement of how batshit insane and hog-like your average Israeli is right now. There is no acknowledgement of how radical Israel is, and that ideologically they want expansion, the Greater Israel Project, and the expulsion of all Arabs. How many have been expelled from Israel proper, outside of the Gaza Strip, or even the West Bank? What do we, they're doing that now, or this is the goal, or? Just recently, they passed a law in the Knesset that de facto legalized execution of Palestinians. This guy, what, randomly? Also, if you pass a law, that's not de facto, that's de jure, motherfucker. But secondly, it's not legalized execution of Palestinians. It's Palestinians that go to military court, which means just Palestinians are in the West Bank. It's not good, obviously. It seemed kind of fucked up. But it also wasn't just executing Palestinians in the West Bank. It was executing Palestinians in the West Bank that in military courts were found guilty of engaging in terrorist actions to destroy the Jewish ethnic majority of fucking Israel. Again, not good.
Why do Palestinians go to, like, military court?
The ones in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip do, yes.
But why?
Good question. Because they aren't allowed to go to court in Israel proper, because that's reserved for the citizens of Israel. That can be Palestinians or Jewish people. And they're in an occupied territory where Israel's policing doesn't extend into, and instead it's military control in the occupied territory. Because the
Got
obligations
it, but
for policing...
Jewish people wouldn't have to go to military court in the occupied territory.
Correct. They get to go to, because they're all sitting, because every Israeli that lives in the West Bank is still a citizen of Israel. So they get to go to I don't know if you call it civilian court or domestic civilian court or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. But a person in that zone who's Palestinian isn't.
Who, generally speaking, Palestinian citizens of Israel don't live in the West Bank. Correct. They're like.
Got it.
Yeah.
What if one moved there?
Into the West Bank?
Yeah.
That would. I'm not sure. I don't know if they would ever
do
that.
Okay.
But maybe. Yeah. I don't know what happens there. It also really doesn't help that during his Israel arc, he spent most of his time supporting Israel and the IDF and debating pro-Palestine folk and the occasional super far-right Zionist. And then when things went from really bad to really, really fucking bad, he quote-unquote loses interest. First of all, I started losing interest in this after the Finkelstein debate because I realized how fucking retarded and brain dead this whole thing was, number one. Number two, I'm sorry, but like the thing that I've been like, this is the real crime in all of this. The thing that I've gotten some people to say I've had no interest in that I do give a canned response to, which is kind of sad, is the fucking Ukraine-Russian war. That's a thing that like I have not given as much interest to. And I think that's like very clearly like a bad guy, good guy conflict. But I have a clear stance on this. There's not much going on that is like that I can cover day to day. Like, yeah, I don't like the idea. This idea, like, oh, he just doesn't talk about it. These are Kiwi Farms talking points. He just stopped talking about it because he realized that Israel is the bad guy. And I was like, no, what the fuck? No, there's just wow. What happened today? Oh, more fighting. Wow. Okay. I don't know. I just haven't followed as much. What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say?
Yeah, there's only so much
Israel Palestine. My own audience. Like the whole reason why we didn't go over all the Israel videos when I came back. So when I started playing on a stream, dude, my audience fucking got so bored of it. We were so fucking over everything related to Israel Palestine. Like holy shit. True. Destiny was definitely more pro-Israeli than he is currently. Yet he has not really signaled this change. How do you know? How do you know that my position has changed if I haven't signaled it at all? What are you talking about? Did I ban this guy? Please say I did. Thank you, Jesus.
You were just in bed and you were just going.
I was this morning. Yes, that's why I was late to stream. I've been like 100 people in this fucking thread. Hell yeah. Not everyone has seen that though, question mark. Maybe certain changes in stance should have their own standalone videos. Standalone video like, hey, Israel's doing some pretty bad shit right now that I don't support. Like, Jesus Christ. No Jews, no news. People are obsessed with this country. Fuck.
Do a YouTube video, why I hate Israel. And then just be like, because everybody's fucking obsessed with it.
The Jews.
Oh, wait, that'd be a sick video. Tier list. Why I hate Israel. They're Jewish.
He hasn't really said it in any serious condemning way, though. It's more along the lines of, fuck this shit. I'm tired of hearing or caring about Israel Palestine. I'm sorry. I'll never say that again. I still very much care about it. And I hate the way that Israel's conducted itself over the past year. Okay? My bad for sounding like I'm hedging there. Also, later, bitch. Pretty sure he has a video was either titled or captioned, can't defend Israel anymore within the past week or two. The issue for a lot of people is that Israel's been indefensible for like 1 to 2 years at this point. Thank you. This is true. You're being honest. And you're banned. Wait. On October 7th was 3 years ago. They've done a lot of bad shit between then and now. Yet people act like that only now has Israel gone too far. The Saudis and West Bank have been doing this shit a while. Israel's been bombing something as well. It's not even, oh yeah, fuck this guy. See ya.
Later. All right, on Saturday, 1 p.m., you're going to do Israel-Palestine interviews. 10-minute ad's going to announce it on your YouTube video. You've been informed.
It doesn't have to be all or nothing, but Israel's actions have been wholly indefensible for a while. Where were all the people on here talking about the awful West Bank settlers 2 years ago? We've had so many posts on this subreddit about settler violence. What are you talking about? What the fuck? All I know is Destiny had a lot of criticism of Israel when he went on his Israel trip. Maybe that's not early enough to appease you, but it's basically as he was studying the history, pretty confident it was past post-October 7th, but that was more than 2 years ago. To me, it was bad, not because of how positioned on Israel-Palestine, but because he looked like any Republican when he argues on a position. Like, what would it be the thing that makes me drop Trump or J6 stuff? He was the very thing he often denounced. Okay, good one, true. Oh, got that one already, based.
I don't know if I disagree with anything generally that you said. It's good. Just like a tone thing. It's just boring. It's just like people just want you to be a lot more.
I agree with you. It's a tone thing. But the tone thing they're looking for is like over my actual feelings. Like they want like the it's a genocide. All of Israel's evil. Like that's the thing they're looking for. Like I don't agree that just me having because my tone has been pretty harsh when I talk about outpost people, settlers, or when I talk about the crazy shit. They're like it's like they're looking for like all of Israel is evil. And that's my perspective. But who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. I don't care if I'm wrong. You know what? I do love Israel. I've changed my mind. I'm interested again, and
go,
I love Israel.
Go.
And I support everything.
Can you wear a yarmulke tomorrow?
Yes.
You know what? This thread, though, they were hiding, Stephen. They were, like, hiding under the floorboards
Come out every time. There's always, like, some people. Sometimes they just, like, delete the threads. There'll be, like, some guy who posts, like, it'll just be, like, random domestic stories in Israel. Like, Israeli soldier kills, like, child or whatever. And it's, like, posted on the subreddit. And it's, like, obviously, like, fucking, it's, like, Jew bait or whatever. Where it's, like, and it's, like, why? Is this even newsworthy?
You know
why the fuck are we posting
this
random shit?
It was a Planet of the Apes thing. They are, like, apes together strong. Come out now. This is our thread. And they all came out. They thought they were safe.
Destiny here has a problem with Tim Miller using soft language against Hassan, yet somehow has a problem specific with the word evil for a whole country. I already banned this guy. Okay.
Do they not understand it how it was being begged?
Honestly, Destiny can be incredibly slippery and slow to accept criticism of his own position and language, even when he routinely levies those same criticisms against others. Also, I highly doubt Tiny would have had a problem with describing his son's worldview as evil. Like, I would probably describe the whatever Zionist worldview would commit you to the expulsion of every single Palestinian. I would probably also describe that worldview as evil. But I don't think that's every Zionist. I'm not even sure that's the majority of Zionists, although that's what Hassan and these people will say. Holy fuck. God, fuck, this is such a brain-breaking... I just think we need to move on. We gotta move... The whole world needs to move on. What? Like, what? Well, like, why does... I hate this fucking country so much. Like, what the fuck does this even mean? Maybe she says something different in here. Sorry. Almost 60% of gunshot wounds that killed Palestinian children in Gaza were directly to the head and chest. They were targeted. Yeah, it's a gun! Of course it's targeted! Also, where do you expect gunshots to land? Isn't the head and chest, like, about 60% of the surface area of the body? What does it even mean? What does this statement even mean?
Wait, what was it again? Read it.
Almost 60% of gunshot wounds that killed Palestinian children in Gaza were directly to the head and chest. They were targeted. Where else are you shooting with a gun? What does this mean? What is it? This is the most retarded fight. I don't know. Maybe she's... I don't know, bro. Get me out of here. God,
if
I hate
this place.
They
said 60% of the head, I'd be like, okay, that's a bit awkward. Chest is
where are you supposed to aim? I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Every gunshot is probably intentional. Like, it's hard to randomly hit people with guns. Like...
The BBC World Service has compiled material on over 160 cases where children have been shot in Gaza and found that in 95 cases, the child was shot in the head or the chest. In most of these cases, the victim was under 12 years old. The cases we found run from the first weeks of the war up to July this year.
I guess if Democrats start to win and everything, like what would your position be on Israel?
I've already given it. You go watch the fucking VOD. What's up?
So like I think you said yesterday and today, like Israel is still like an American strategic ally, and you use the phrase Western nation. I just think I'm not sure it really applies to Israel anymore, given what we've seen lately.
What changes your mind on that? Do they still have elections?
Yes.
Is Netanyahu conducting himself in any kind of like authoritarian, crazy manner?
Yes. I think you would say like wars of aggression. I think that's they fairly clearly fall under that.
I don't think so. I feel like it's when you're engaged in like military conflict and you're using like crazy loopholes or like unilateral control of the military in order to do it. Like the Trump stuff with Iran and Venezuela is bad because he's like explicitly like bypassing our Congress and not trying to get any kind of authorization or approval. I'm not aware of Netanyahu utilizing the IDF in that manner in a way that is incongruent.
I'm not saying like internally they're not doing anything like that, but externally, I think.
Well, I'm asking if it's like an authoritarian-ish regime. I'm just trying to figure out because you're saying it's not a Western style nation.
I wouldn't
say
authoritarian, but I wouldn't say they're a liberal regime anymore.
Why
like
not?
Small L liberal.
They still have like freedom of speech. I don't think they've like sort of.
Yeah, but I think the way they're conducting themselves is much like how the US is conducting themselves at the moment, which is like not necessarily as a liberal country would conduct itself.
Why do you think the United States is not a liberal country anymore? Because when I view that, I view Trump's attacks on all of our institutions, on all of our liberal institutions, not just because we go to war.
There's undermining of institutions, and then there's going like it's all part of the same. It comes from the same place, is what I would say. If you're going to say internal stuff with Israel, I do think like that death penalty thing is quite strange.
Well, one, I'm not even sure. I don't know if that death penalty thing will survive the courts. But like, it's really, as much as people like to make a big deal, it's really not that strange. Like, there is a huge, unfortunate double standard when it comes to law in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, and the Palestinians that live there don't get to play by, or don't have to play by the same rules. They don't get to play in the same courts. I shouldn't use play. Let me rephrase this. They are all tried in military courts as opposed to, like, the domestic or civil, I don't know what you say, domestic courts in Israel. So this is, like, another step in that direction. But, like, that dual legal system is the really, really bad thing. I don't know if this is like massively removed from that in terms of being a horrible thing. Like it's bad, but it's not. But the dual legal system is the really, really bad thing.
I agree with that.
But again, I'm not sure how this is like an illiberal thing. Like if this is a thing that they're passing, I don't know the super ins and outs of their legal system, but if this is a thing that their parliament can pass in a relatively. If they're able to pass it, I don't know what's illiberal about this. It seems like you're saying like illiberal things I don't like.
I don't think. But this is like how Trump, like it's the spirit of the law versus like how it's actually like the just because they're passing laws democratically doesn't mean they're liberals.
I just don't understand. It sounds like liberal in your mind is like things that you don't like basically.
No, I'm saying like as in like Western kind of enlightenment values, like generally speaking.
What does that mean? Western enlightenment values. Like what are we talking about?
Like freedom of speech, freedom of assembly.
Yeah, but then I don't think any of these things are
respecting sovereignty, respecting human rights.
Kind of, maybe kind of, yeah. But I think that this has always been an issue with Israel when it comes to the occupied territory since 67. But I don't think it's gotten, I'm not sure if we'd say it's worse now than it was in 67.
I think it's worse in the last 20 years, I'd say, like since the second Intifada. And definitely since like Trump 1 and Trump 2, I think there's been a, I would have agreed with you like in 2023. But I think the more this has gone on, I think their actions are less and less explainable. And like just, they're just reacting to everyone around them. I think they're...
they're always reacting. They're still explainable. But I mean, at some point, like they're going to fall. Like you can explain why Nazi Germany existed. Would you support or would you support the actions? Yeah, I mean, I think that the support for the current Israeli military actions, that's definitely decreased over time for sure. Yeah. But I don't know if you'd say, oh, they're not a Western style nation anymore.
I mean, in terms of like ideology, not necessarily, I don't know, like their system of government is, lots of countries have like parliaments and stuff. I just think ideologically, I just don't think they should be, they're necessarily aligned with what I would say is like the liberal project.
Okay. I completely disagree, but I guess you can have that opinion. Sure.
Even if like we put that aside, like morally or legally, like you disagree with me, but I think strategically, I don't think the U.S. being aligned with Israel also is benefiting the U.S. at all anymore.
How not?
I just think, well, this latest war, I don't see what benefit the U.S. has gotten from being an ally to Israel.
Do you think we have a benefit with being an ally with like Saudi Arabia and like the Gulf states?
Not necessarily, but they haven't done anything to harm you either.
So we have
which
no
I think Israel
you,
has.
Can you conceive of like really bad outcomes if Russia or China had greater control over the GCC, over all of those Gulf states and OPEC and everything?
Sure.
Okay, so then wouldn't our alliance with like Saudi Arabia and then by extension of Saudi Arabia, Israel, isn't that like beneficial for us?
Yeah, I would say, but Saudi Arabia hasn't done anything to like outright harm you, which I think this latest war and like how they've conducted themselves, like
what
they undermine
Israel?
Biden, they undermine the JCPOA since its inception.
Yeah, I mean, but okay. I mean, so is kind of Saudi Arabia, right? I mean, like Saudi Arabia and Israel are at least the leadership are fairly aligned on things. Like Saudi Arabia fucking hates Iran. I mean, like we were part of their little fight squad against Yemen for 5 years or whatever. Like they generally don't like any of the Iranian players in the region.
True, but that's true, but like Saudi Arabia hasn't incited this, like they've kind of kept things under wraps. I think Israel has been extremely reckless and they've exploited the U.S. relationship for their own ends, but I don't think it's been mutually beneficial.
Yeah, I would say for this Iranian thing, I think they're definitely, it's more beneficial to them than to us for sure. I would agree with that 1,000,000%. Maybe even detrimental to us, depending on how all of this plays out.
Yeah, which is why I think this is kind of my, well, I think it may be like you've seen some dissonance and like DGG with your stance. Like,
no, I think this is a largely brain dead position. This, and I'll go over this in this thread later. This idea that like, have they done the thing that makes you hate them now as a country? Could you be completely better? It's like, that's like the idea that you would have an ally and then like when they do a bad, now it's just done. We have to leave completely. Like these are said by people who either always wanted us to leave this country and never be a part of their alliance network or whatever. Cause like they would have to do quite a bit of stuff to move to an area where like, oh shit, okay, yeah, we got to sever ties completely. Because the idea of having no alignment with Israel, but still trying to be very close to Saudi Arabia, like this plays out poorly for every single person in that region and for our influence there in the future, theoretically. We have no control of Israel whatsoever. Like that's like a really weird...
Obviously, I'm European and I kind of see this, I kind of look at Israel the same way I would look at the US right now. It's just seemed like they're both acting in a very unhinged, very similar ways, and you can't really consider them allies, at least not right now. And I don't know how it changes. Because if you've elected Trump twice, if Netanyahu is your longest serving prime minister.
Yeah, but the difference is that for the United States, it seems to be the case that we're making these unbelievably unhinged and crazy decisions for no reason. We're like schizophrenic. For as fucked as Israel's, you know, modern, you know, military apparatus and everything they're doing is, like, they are still responsive to threats in the region. Like, you can argue that the response is over the top. I would argue that. Or that they're a little bit too fixated on their own short-term outcomes and not necessarily the long-term health of the region or other people that are impacted by the region. But, like, at the very least, it's responsive to stuff. Whereas in the U.S., it's, like, fucking random. I don't know.
Yeah, but I wouldn't... Obviously, I would agree they're like, they're not irrational, but I just don't think it aligns with what quote-unquote the West should be standing for. I just don't think, I'm not saying we should be pro-Palestine, I'm just saying I just don't think like being associated with them is detrimental, and it strikes as hypocritical when, like, it's, the problem is Hassan, it's so easy for Hassan to dunk on liberals because it just looks so bad, and I don't think it's just because it's an optics thing. I think it's actually,
yeah, but Hassan is aligned with Hezbollah and Iran and the Houthis.
I know that, yeah.
So it's not, but I don't so think he's not even in a position where he can call that out as hypocritical. Like, this guy literally sides with terrorists.
Yeah, okay, but I think the moral distinction between Hezbollah and the Houthis and Israel is becoming smaller and smaller by the day, because especially like in the last, since I'd say 2024, when it became kind of obvious that they don't really have any goals in Gaza, like it's, and now they've invaded southern Lebanon, they're like blowing up villages as they go, and then like unilaterally striking Iran, dragging the US into a wider war, disrupting the global economy. I don't see why you should stick by this country necessarily. Like, maybe it would be strategic. Maybe there are some like unforeseen strategic consequences down the road, obviously. But I think morally and legally, I just don't see why.
I mean, I think we should restrain them more, but like flipping and just abandoning the region seems like a pretty strong reaction to that that doesn't benefit us in the long run at all.
Yeah, I could agree to that. Like, if you were to say, like, if we were to see the future, I'd agree. What would you say if I would say, like, if the policy prescriptions for a future Democratic presidential candidate, would you say, like, how much more of a hardline position should a future Democrat take?
How much more? I mean, I'm okay with, like, sanctioning people that are involved in, like, settler violence or anything like that. I mean, Biden was able to restrain Israel when it came to military actions. Like, I'm good with that. I mean, you can condition aid or weapons on Israel. Like, I'm okay with that. I mean, like, you should do everything you can to bring them into, like, alignment with your own interests.
Do you think
if the United States just completely, like, kind of went isolationist around the Middle East / Israel, do you think that Israel would just be more, like, hands-on and, like, unchained at that point? Do you think the United States kind of, like, stops them in a lot of the stupid shit, Steve?
I think, depending on who the leader of the U.S. is, I would say yes. But
yeah,
it was also the interesting question, just to throw this one out there. But hypothetically, let's just say Israel tomorrow disappeared. How do you think that region would be working at that point moving forward? Do you think it would be better, or do you think it would be worse than what we have today?
You asking me or Destiny?
I'm asking you. This is not a hard question.
It's hard to know because...
Really? It's hard to know when people would like a flag like death to America? Like,
yes.
When they're... Okay, gotcha.
Do you want to answer the question or do you want to like jump down?
No, I go ahead.
I think most of the instability, like, is, especially since the first Trump administration, has come from Israel. And Iran is the other side of that coin, but the problem is they're both contributing to it. I don't think... I'm not pro-Iran or any of these like tanky terrorist axis of resistance dumb fucks, but
there would be a lot of craziness, like if we dropped Norway into the middle of Central Africa, for instance, right? Do you think the reason that there's so much chaos and insanity going on in that area, is it just because Israel's fucking evil and they want to kill everyone, or is it because there's a lot of things coming at that direction as well?
I don't think it's that simple. I think Israel you can't explain like the settlement expansion other than
that's one thing that you have.
It's a big thing
in that area.
But wait, what were you going to say? Wait, you can't explain the settlement expansion with what? What point were you going to say?
With kind of like normal, like reacting kind of in like a proportionate or just reacting to like other bad actors. Like it's a bad act in itself for no other reason.
Well, the reason is because they at some point they know they're going to have to absorb the West Bank. Like it's going to come up at some point, so they're just trying to.
But that's kind of conceding the argument, isn't it? Like are trying to ethnically cleanse or annex the West Bank.
Their dream, their goal, of course, would be to ethnically cleanse.
That's bad.
I guess. I mean, the Palestinians want to ethnically cleanse the Israelis from both of these areas as well, right?
So why are we picking one side over the other in this?
Well, one of them is a
democracy. Right now we're picking them. Yeah, I mean, like because they tend to be more Western style, so they're our current allies, and we're kind of more aligned with them. But I mean, another reason why we kind of the default is picking Israel is because, as I've said before, the status quo supports Israel, and nobody is like pushing for any like real change that would help any of the Palestinians. So the status quo.
Why shouldn't we change our status quo? Like, I understand up to this point why Israel has been an ally.
What do you mean change your status quo to who? Supporting Hamas? Supporting Hezbollah?
One.
Supporting the Houthis?
Neither.
Who are we supporting? Or you just want to abandon the region completely?
I would just take a much more neutral
stance. So abandon the region?
No, I think you could do...
Provide aid to both.
I think
we already did.
No.
Give them both nukes and let them fuck each other up.
If the Democrats take back, say, the presidency, obviously you're not Americans, it's also nothing really fuck to do with me, but I think the US could maybe have one last go of forcing Israel back to the table, and if they refuse, I think it's kind of like on them.
Well, why do you think it's on just Israel to come back to the table? Like what? Like,
well, I think you can like lay out the like the we're going to do this one last good faith effort, see if the Palestinians reciprocate, and then.
It's funny you bring this up because
I think most of the Gulf states,
quick,
I think,
this is exactly,
are acting much more responsibly.
Bill Clinton tried to do exactly this with the Clinton parameters. It was like a last-ditch effort to try to figure out some negotiation. And Arafat walked, and nothing came from it.
He did, yeah.
So, okay, I mean, like, so I don't know what the...
So what, are we never going to try again, or...?
No, I think we should. Like, I'm not really necessarily... Actually, I think I've even given explicitly what you're saying before as an example. Like, I think we should, like, push Israel to solve it. Yeah, I agree with that.
Do you think the U.S. should, like, unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state?
What kind of state would we even recognize? The states that
just,
like...
Just in principle.
Well, I don't know. What does that even do?
Like European countries have done so.
I guess. If it makes
that would,
people
that
feel
would put
better,
pressure on Israel to move back.
Would it?
I think you should also move the MC back to Tel Aviv.
Sure, it definitely should have never moved. I don't know if moving it back now would be possible or not. But like, I do agree it shouldn't move. But like, what would if we recognize a Palestinian state? Like, how many more symbolic victories do the Palestinians need as they lose more and more territory and more people get blown up?
I think it's more about the U.S. legitimacy. Like, that you are maybe committed to...
I don't think Israel needs the U.S. for their legitimacy. Like,
I want to ask a question here because I'm curious if both of you guys would answer this. Who do you think benefits more from being an ally of Israel and the United States? Like, do you think the $4 billion, which is like, what, a third of a GameStop, do you think that's making Israel? Like, why is it? I mean, I'll just pose that question to you. Who's coming out better in this? And why? Yeah, to you.
Are we saying just the $4 billion? Or are we allowed to talk about all the other stuff as well?
Sure, all the other stuff.
Like intelligence and F-35s.
Yes, intelligence and F-35s. Who's coming out ahead in this relationship?
Right now, probably Israel, because they get to do whatever they want and dominate the region because they know they can't be fucked with.
Why can't they be fucked with?
Because the U.S. is defending them.
Why is the U.S. defending them?
I don't know.
You're like, there's one more part of this puzzle and you can answer it.
I don't know. You have to tell me the answer. Maybe it's obvious.
Because the United States gets meaningful benefit from Israel that surpasses the losses that they're doing here.
Wait, you just begged the question. I don't, what is the benefit?
Intelligence, which we also get that way. Israel acts almost as a firewall for a lot of terrorism that would be directed at the United States, like with countries that have a motto of death to America, death to Israel, death to the Jews. Israel's a lot closer to America.
Okay. But that isn't this right now when you say America's kind of appearance of being really close to Israel is probably more likely to cause more terrorism than less. At the moment, it looks like Israel is a lapdog, or America is a lapdog of Israel. I'm not saying that's necessarily true. It's like an anti-Semitic trope. But the problem is, you've got the reality of how things have played out. It just looks exactly the same. You can watch a Hassan stream and a Nick Fuentes stream, and they start making sense, and it's fucking insane.
Okay, I just I need like more meaningful reasoning as to why the United States is there, and just saying Israel's making them be there seems silly, right? There's obviously a benefit the United States is getting. Do I know every specific benefit that the United States could be getting from this? I don't. But I'm assuming that they're not just doing this out of the goodness of the heart, because this is costing Trump dearly. Is it not? Right? It's killing him in the polls. It's wildly unpopular.
It's killing Democrats too, though. It's killing all the U.S.
I think it's hurting Trump a little bit more than it's hurting
the big schism
Democrats.
In the Democratic Party is over this fucking Pali issue, and it's it doesn't seem to make any sense why you would stick by them, but considering how they've behaved.
Okay.
Like maybe it, like obviously it'd be, I think it would fucking suck if I don't know. I guess they fucked around and found out, and like maybe they got invaded again. I don't know. I don't know. Actually, I have no idea how. No one can predict how it would actually play out if America stopped supporting them because they do have nukes and stuff. But being like their infinite, unless you can completely reel them in, being like their infinite kind of backup is just they've just exploited that, and
let
it's,
me,
I think it's made
you,
the situation worse.
Of the countries in the Middle East right now, mm-hmm. if you had to put them on like. A good boy, bad boy list from the bottom to the top, where all the way at the bottom, you're killing gay people and yeah. not having fair elections, and mm-hmm. you have a fucking dictator in chief and suppressing political uprising and all that. Where do you rank the Middle East countries?
You mean among themselves or internet? You said
among themselves.
Yeah, among themselves.
So who's the worst?
Probably. Iran, maybe there's one I'm thinking of who's worse. I'm forgetting.
Okay.
The best problem is the best. It might be Israel, but it might not. But the problem is it shouldn't be close. Like that's kind of the problem.
Okay. What about countries?
I think most of the Gulf countries right now are like, especially in the last 15 years, they've made it. They're still monarchies and stuff, but in
like,
terms of everything else,
killing protesters and.
Saudi and UAE haven't killed protesters.
Careful.
Okay. So
have they recently? They killed out a journalist guy.
Yeah.
MBS. Yeah. But the thing with like MBS, he's kind of like this. Zizek article. Yeah.
How's the UAE building their skyscrapers right now? Are those guys out there in the white dresses?
Immigrant labor.
What's another word for the people building that?
Immigrant labor. I don't know what they're. Not slaves, if you
really?
Such
oh, they're yes. they're like pogging out.
No, they're paid.
Oh, can I pay you like $1 a day to come do whatever I want, and I'll just take your passport?
I've worked in the Middle East. I know what the.
Oh, so you've been?
They're been... not. They're not. They are exploited labor. Yes, they're not. They're really shitty, but it's not. They're not slaves.
Oh, well, yeah. All those investigative journalists were fucking lying to me. All right, well.
Are the Palestinians who come work in Israel, are they paid really well, are they?
I imagine they're paid, yes, better than the people in Dubai who have their passports taken and can't leave until they serve out a contract, and then, even then.
Yeah, okay, fine, but I'm not defending the Gulf countries.
You kind of are, because you're focusing entirely on... Like Israel's the worst actor here. They're by far the worst. And
no,
you're just like
they're not the worst, but they're right where they should be. They're like among their peers. That's the problem.
That's why I was asking you to rank where you think the countries are.
Yeah, I said I don't know. Israel might be towards the top, but the problem is I don't.
You might. Well, I mean, you feel strong about this. I'm just asking you to rank them. Like
he's saying that Israel might not be the worst, but that all of them would be bad. So we shouldn't associate with any of them.
Okay.
Israel.
Well, then if we have to put them on a scale. Okay, where one of them is the best and one of them is the worst, where are we? Do we really think that Israel is just the same as the Houthis, pretty much?
No. What?
Why are you saying?
No, I think Israel is probably worse than Saudi at the moment. Okay. Maybe not like internally. Obviously, they've got way better civil rights and stuff, but externally, they're not like Saudi isn't invading other countries.
They definitely were. There was the huge civil war in Yemen.
I said right now.
Okay.
And they are the UAE. Like the war in Lebanon is like 100% like annexing part of Syria. I think they even refused to normalize relations with Syria recently for no particular reason. So like that whole kind of past trend of them giving up territory for peace seems to have stopped. I think Al-Shara wanted to normalize and they refused.
I don't know enough about the current Syrian government to say, so I can't say.
Yeah, okay.
Fair. Well.
Yeah. If you want to talk, one of the points that Hassan is bad at. Like, when he went to Cuba, he didn't mention anything about like their political prisoners and how they... I don't think he brought it up at all. So that's another thing you could say, how he's illiberal.
Sure.
I know you talked about what he said about Russia and Iran and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think the hotel he was staying in was probably a state hotel, because the Cuban government like bought most of the hotel rooms as like a revenue stream for tourists. But the problem is, and I think they also want to corner the market when they might transition to a market economy. So like,
I like that you came in here at the end with a Hassan bad to try and win some favor.
To sweeten the deal, yeah. Yeah, I just... I think that's probably why, like, if not, DGG has been quite up in arms recently. I think that's where it's coming from. I just think that people are seeing the disconnect of how Israel is. And they kind of see... I think they see Israel like MAGA, like just very illiberal.
Israel is a liberal.
In terms of... the kind of ideology that's taken hold there, yeah.
Okay.
Like, I don't think America is necessarily, it's not like a binary, you are, you aren't, but I think...
To be clear, when I say this type of stuff, I'm only comparing it to the people around them, right? Just like if we were, I don't know, looking at like Central African countries, I might be like, oh, really? Kenya is bad. Are you serious? Like, you know, it's in comparison to the people in the countries around them. And I know that for a lot of issues at the hand, you know, if you're a gay person, if you go 1,000 miles in any direction, you're getting killed, right?
Probably not in the Gulf states, but yeah. Maybe like at the UAE, you're probably fine, but definitely that's the thing. Like, since like, I think 2015, Saudi and the UAE, like, they've liberalized a lot. They're not nearly far, like, they're not like a Western country, obviously, but I just don't think that's why we don't necessarily align ourselves with those. Everybody kind of understands where our position is, like I'm saying, ours in the West with regards to those countries. But the problem is Israel seems to kind of try to lump itself in with like European states and America, and I just don't know if they deserve to be at the table at the moment.
Okay. Because you think that they... I don't know. Like,
I think
you can,
they're like a malign,
you can
a malign influence, kind of like
You can criticize Israel because they've done fucked up shit for sure. But I think it has to be in perspective of also what fucked up shit has been done by other people around them. And when
should we align ourselves with Israel is the question. That's like my main question.
Well, you know what you're doing? It's like almost like not lesser evil voting, which is something that's bad, right? You should do lesser evil voting when you have the chance. So the question is, what's the lesser evil in this region? And where do you want the United States to be aligned? Do you want the United States to be aligned with... the Houthis?
Nope.
Okay. Do you want the United States to be aligned with Jordan?
I don't know much about Jordan, to be honest. Maybe. I don't know. Do you have a base there, the U.S.?
Well, I'm just asking, if we're not going to align there and you want to step back, I feel like that will be worse for everyone in that region.
Yeah, but
Israel will go full unhinged.
Yeah, but like the general kind of, if we're talking like liberal or democratic critique at the moment, is that we are too aligned with Israel and they want to stop funding, like maybe sanction them and stuff. And I think that's a reasonable position considering Israel's actions, because they don't really align with us in terms of our morals and what we stand for.
I completely, of all the countries out there, the ones that are most similar to, where are you? Ireland?
Yes.
Okay, the place that you can like land in tomorrow and start walking around and be most similar to Ireland is going to be Israel.
I know that, but I'm just...
Then why are you saying it's the least similar to your morals and your values?
Foreign policy and the way they conduct themselves, I just don't think... It's like saying, like, I could probably walk around Russia and be fine, but like that's not... I fucking hate Russia.
He's saying that Israel might be the best of all of them, but all of these countries would be below his threshold for a country we should support.
Basically, yeah. Not sure if I've been... Maybe I'm not... Maybe my argument isn't entirely consistent, but... yeah, because I watched all those research streams, and like Israel is like has an inspiring story, and like the foundational principles and everything were quite cool. I just don't think it's that country anymore. I think even Netanyahu is like almost as, like, he's not even the furthest right that parliament goes. He's like fairly in the center. And I just don't see even the opposition is entirely in favor of the foreign policy, just maybe a little bit slower. But I don't see why, unless you can, when a Democrat comes in, you can very, very quickly rein them in and change things.
Shouldn't we be reining in like the Houthis?
You can't, you're not, they're not your ally.
Okay.
Everybody, yeah, like you're
so
like,
you want to stay allied with Israel?
Conditionally, it would have to change.
Okay.
Why would you want
to be allies anymore?
Why would you want to be allies with Israel if Netanyahu, this guy?
Okay, so fine, you're not allies with Israel anymore. Then what?
No, but you hate Trump, and you must hate Netanyahu.
What are you talking about?
No, yeah. you hate Trump, so you must hate Netanyahu for the same, because he's like Trump's best buddy. So why would you, if Netanyahu's still there, why wouldn't you distance yourself from them?
Netanyahu, okay, you're saying this is like connected to Epstein because of this. So you think that
I
Trump
never fucking
and
mentioned Epstein. What okay. the fuck?
I'm making a joke. So you're saying that Trump and Netanyahu are best friends, and that is why, what? Like I'm trying to keep up here. So
I'd say Israel has basically gone full MAGA.
Okay, great. So should we stop being allies with them, stop supporting them completely? Yes?
I don't know about... I would say a drastic scale back. I don't know.
Maybe, okay, how about nothing? Nothing at all. Just nothing. Complete, like, no intelligence sharing, no nothing. Do you think Israel is just fucked and they're cooked and they're not going to be able to do anything moving forward?
That wouldn't be the worst. That's probably a better position than what the U.S. currently has. Especially
for,
Trump,
for the U.S.
Yeah.
or for the people
for the U.S.
in the
for
region?
The U.S. It'd be bad for Israel, but it'd be good for the U.S.
No, it'd probably be pretty good for Israel, and I think that they would go full molestation of everyone in the fucking region.
You just stop. Well, like if they don't have any more weapons or spare F-35 parts, I don't know if they could they? Or
okay,
they'd run out of stuff eventually, and I think
yeah, and they can't buy from anyone else either, right?
Well, they wouldn't be have they have U.S. systems, it wouldn't be compatible.
Okay, they wouldn't have U.S. systems. It wouldn't be.
No, compatible. They have U.S. systems and stuff they buy wouldn't be compatible with.
If the United States stop being an ally, stop supporting in every way whatsoever. You know, even if they say, you know what, we're not gonna even do business with you anymore. At that point, do you think it would be better or worse for everyone around Israel at that point? Do you think they're gonna be like, oh shit, time to fucking move in? These guys are fucked now. Is that what would happen?
It'd be worse for Israel. I don't know what they would do. Maybe they would.
I didn't ask if it was worse for Israel. I asked if it was worse for the neighbors of Israel.
I'm not sure, because Israel might have to start acting more carefully. I don't know. It could be worse, but then Israel could get hit back quite hard, and then they might have to realize they need to start behaving more conservatively. I don't know.
Okay.
I do think Israel has taken advantage of the amount of latitude the U.S. has given it, especially recently. And I think it's bad for the U.S., and I think it's bad for the region. Probably, definitely bad for Israel's standing in the world. I don't know if it'll be bad for Israel in the end, but...
I don't agree. I think the United States probably does a certain amount of reining in Israel. I think the amount of aid that we give them, $5 billion for 2025, I think is a drop in the bucket of their own funding and the money that they have. I think that if we were to completely abandon Israel and be like, you know what, fuck it, YOLO, fuck this whole region, peace out, which is probably what we would do in the circumstance of what you're saying, that the people around Israel would not have a good time. That would be worse for them, that Israel would go actual full mental at that point. And I think that it would be worse for the people that you're supposed to be caring about and we're supposed
well, like
to be.
If that what? Did happen, wouldn't it be justified for the... If Israel did go full mental after the U.S. pulled out support, and let's say all the Arab countries united and wiped Israel out, that would be kind of justified, wouldn't it, at that point?
Yeah, but they would never do that, right?
I know, but like we're kind of saying, I don't... This seems like the moral calculus is kind of weird here. We're kind of like... We're stopping Israel from going completely unhinged, so we have to stay their friend. Like, it doesn't seem to be a very principled stance.
Do you believe in lesser evil voting? Fuck.
I don't think this is analogous to voting.
Well, I didn't ask you. I was just asked if you believe in that.
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I guess.
Well, thanks for the perspective. We love you very much.
Yeah. Oh, one last thing. If I don't know if Ukrainian Anna listens to stream, but she's kind of been brain broken by some Irish lefties on social media. So just maybe she could not take that so seriously, because like Irish lefties on Twitter are very visible because they're also nationalists. So they're, whereas like you lefties from other countries will be, they won't identify with flags in their bios and stuff. So she thinks like Ireland is very anti-Ukraine, which is kind of the opposite of the reality. So I hope she.
Okay. I'll give that a
doesn't
mind.
Continue that. Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
I'll tell her to fuck off.
All right. Bye, Dan.
Bye.
Wow. You Dan that guy up. Hardcore.
Well, there's a lot of people in your chat that for whatever reason are really, let's just say, I think you've started to attract some of the, dare I say it, anti-Semites a little bit.
What? Well, no, I have, like, my audience has always been a bit to the left of me, and they're just probably to the left of me on this issue.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Hi, what's up, buddy?
Hi, how are you?
Doing okay. Just hanging out.
Just hanging out? It's not a good time.
Sure. What do you want to chat about?
Yeah, okay, great. I was going to ask you about the conversation you had on Wick's panel in regards to the soy pill, and you're saying Hassan was worse than Nick Fuentes.
I don't like these comparisons because it's hard, because you're trying to value like reach versus like we're talking about different styles of harm that these people are getting into, so it's very hard to figure out like who's worse. Like, who's worse, a person who, like a Supreme Court justice who is the tipping vote on Roe v. Wade and then outlaws abortion, or like a person who rapes and murders two people? Like it's so hard to compare the difference to. Like, who's worse between Fuentes and Hassan? Like, Fuentes is a much more politically power-aimed person, which is bad. Well, I would say bad because his political ideology opposes mine. I don't think Hassan is like a positively aligned person and that he's supporting candidates that can win elections. But he is more detrimental to my movement. Hassan hurts my movement way more than Fuentes hurts my movement. So, there are different ways to compare. These two people, yeah. But so it just depends on how you're asking the question, yeah.
Okay, well, okay, I wouldn't disagree with you with that framing. It's just that when I watched this conversation, I kind of disagreed with some of the points specifically you're making. I'm not trying to, like pinpoint you and, like, nitpick you. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I just want to point out, maybe we use these terms truly, maybe we use these terms differently in Canada versus the United States, but... this is what I wrote down. White supremacist movements tone down the genocidal rhetoric because it is so toxic to promote and usually is a crime in a lot of places. Even if it isn't a crime, it could put their group under investigation despite them not vocally saying that they wouldn't deport Jews if they had the power, they would exterminate them. So, like, what I'm trying to say here is that white supremacist organizations like Nick Fuentes, their true goal is for the extermination of Jewish people or ethnic minorities. While Hassan's goal, I would, in my mind, even the most extreme version of Hassan, he would probably go through like for some sort of deportation, like the meme, like go back to Europe. And I feel like that was like kind of like the opposite of what you're saying. It's kind of what I disagree with about, you know.
I mean, given perfect power, I'm sure neo-Nazi types would try to kill as many people as possible. Sure. But like realistically, this is like such an esoteric issue. The current rhetoric that both sides push, Hassan seems to push a pro destroy Israel rhetoric. I'm not aware of neo-Nazis that push that rhetoric. They might say it, I just don't hear it. I don't see it clipped or whatever. My understanding is generally their goal is like Israel needs to stop controlling the U.S. government and they need to get the fuck out of our politics. So if they thought the only way to do that would be to destroy Israel, they would do it 100% for sure. But I just don't hear that rhetoric pushed as much. Not because they're more tolerant of minorities or anything else, but they're just like hyper-nationalist, hyper-isolationist. That just seems to be the thing that they push. Whereas Hassan is more anti-Western and pro-not-America, so he would take proactive steps to support the enemies of the United States, which would mean destroying Israel. Like, and he's made multiple tweets about this.
Which would be more like, So, like, that would be, like, more, like actual conclusive harm. But I guess this comes, again, to, like, the difference between maybe the United States, which you are more familiar with, maybe Canada and Europe. At least, like, I can name a white supremacist figure here in Canada. His name is Jeremy McKenzie. He has openly and viciously called for the kind of, like, the extermination of Jewish people, which led to his investigation. So, also, I think something important to point out is, like, when you talk about white nationalist, white supremacist, white identitarian movements, it kind of, like, the ideology behind these movements kind of is, it's integral for the ideology, some sort of hatred of ethnic minorities and Jewish people. Would you agree or disagree with that?
They would call it separation now, but, like, yeah, I would probably generally agree with that, yeah. It's hard to be, like, a some kind of hardcore identitarian without mandating that you have to hate some fucking group of people. So I would broadly agree with that. Although I would also argue that Hassan's movement and communism is similar. Their thing is just, it runs on like ideological lines. So they have to kind of hate liberals and be opposed to people that identify as liberals.
Okay. Well, yeah, but like, I truly do understand where you're coming from. Like, if Hassan is probably doing much more harm to Jewish people or like the state of Israel, probably just by virtue of him being a large political commentator on the left, then like right wing groups or like even white nationalist groups, just because these groups don't have that much broad appeal to the broader American public. And I guess that's kind of like the issue in this specific conversation, is that since Hassan is kind of like whitewashed himself as like a safe, edgy, like, we don't hate Jews, we hate Israelis, it kind of like, it's easier to like get across that messaging more. If do you kind of understand what I'm saying?
Kind of, I guess. Or what's your broader point?
My broader point is that, like, yes, Hassan and the white nationalist groups in the current political environment, Hassan obviously has much more much more damage to Jewish people. But if you look at it in the sense that, like, what do these movements look in, like, in the future, or what do these movements hope to manifest, I would still say white supremacists are more harmful.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm just not sure 100% if that's true. Like, I feel like communists have also, like, identified a lot of enemies of communism and act in ways to secure their ideology. Like, fascists just tend to center theirs around, like, nationality ideas or around racial ideas, but communists will center theirs around ideological ideas and move to exterminate, like, mm-hmm. non-ideologically aligned people.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that at all. I think even, like, when you...
Well, wait, if you wouldn't disagree with that, how is that... Isn't that directly contradictory to the claim that you're making that white nationalists are identitarians?
Wait, I'm
saying that both movements would more or less kind of... Well, I guess,
it's the manner in which these people kind of, like, engage in their violence against like the Jewish people, a lot of communist groups, from my knowledge, would kind of engage in suppression of Jewish people. They would like kind of ban the Jewish religion. Like, I was going to bring up Lev Gumilev, who influenced a lot of like socialist policy in the USSR. Like, he identifies Jews as like a landless people, and therefore leftist anti-Semitism manifested through legal discrimination, while Nazi anti-Semitism manifested itself through a lot of actual crimes against humanity, like genocide and stuff like that.
Okay. Are we talking about, like, just with regards to, like, the, like, Jewish people, I guess, in terms of who we think would be?
Yes.
And then in the very beginning? Yes. I guess I could maybe agree with that.
Okay.
Well,
I feel like it's okay. Yeah. No. Thank you so much for the short conversation. Okay. Much love.
Yeah.
All right.
Have fun.
Thanks, Dan. Love you, Dan. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fuck Dan. Got him.